God. All right, and I just praise God for Minister Cheryl Bolden. He's going to be delivering the Word of God. And Minister Bolden, you can begin when God gives you direction to. Go ahead. Minister Cheryl? Okay, let me try this again. Minister Cheryl, are you on the line? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and unmute these lines and hopefully we will get her back. Okay, Minister Cheryl, are you on the line? Minister Cheryl? Praise God. We'll just wait a second. Minister Cheryl, are you on the line? He was there just a moment ago. We'll just wait a couple seconds. Minister Cheryl, are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the line?
Yeah, I'm finally here.
Okay, now I'm not going to go and mute again because what I did, you weren't there. But I'm going to ask everybody who's on this line, go ahead, you mute your own lines. You go ahead and mute your own personal lines, and we will prepare to hear the word of God from Minister Cheryl Bolden. Minister Cheryl, you can start when you're ready.
I had forgotten to press the pound after the access code. Okay, good evening, people of God. I thank you, Pastor and Lady B. I give honor to you on tonight, and thank you for just allowing me to be a part of the Dream Team prayer line. And I'm excited about the word on tonight, and I just pray that you're blessed by the word. And I've already prayed, and we're going to go ahead and get into the word of God on tonight. We're going to be looking at James. We're going to be talking about having a joyful attitude in the midst of trials, thus turning our trials into triumph. Now, to triumph or to be triumphant simply means achieving great victory. It's declaring that the enemy will not win. I don't care what the problem is, whatever the situation you might find yourself in, what the circumstance might be, whether it's disappointments, whether it's sickness in your body, problems in your home, your children might be acting out or your husband might be acting up, or there may even be times when we are faced with tragedy. But it's during those times that we have to, as a people of God, learn to get to a place in God where we position ourselves to speak victory over every area and every aspect of our lives. Despite what the enemy might bring or what he might whisper in your ear, the Bible declares that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must trust God and know that he is in control of our trials. Then looking at James chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Now, first we look at James is addressing the brethren, or brothers and sisters who are in Christ, or fellow Christians. And the first thing we need to know is that we are not exempt from trials. As a matter of fact, he tells us to expect them. So what are trials? To the believer, trials are adverse circumstances or adversities that God allows in our lives to identify where we are spiritually. And trials help to prepare us for what God wants to do in us, or even where he might want to take us to. Trials are not easy, they are actually difficult. And as believers, we cannot expect things to always go our way. But in order for God to grow us, to build our character, and to elevate our faith in him, trials are a must. And I say that with exclamation mark behind it. As much as we may like to or even want to, we can't escape trials. We are either in a trial now, we're just coming out of a trial, or we're getting ready to go into a trial. So the believer who expects his Christian life to be a flowery bed of roses is in for a shock. Jesus tells us in John 16 and 33 that in this world you shall have tribulation. He didn't say you might have. He didn't say it's a possibility. But he said you shall have. But then he goes on to encourage us and he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now, on any given day, we encounter what James calls diverse temptations. 1 Peter 1 and 6 refers to them as manifold temptations, both of which means various trials or trials of different varieties or even different colors. Doesn't matter whether it's a blue Monday or a gray Tuesday. God has grace sufficient enough to meet us right where we are. We face difficulties on our job. We might get a bad report from the doctor. We encounter different kinds of people with different kinds of attitudes and dispositions. And then there are those days where some people have to encounter us. Yes, Christians have attitudes too. And unfortunately, they're not always positive attitudes. We're not always optimistic. We don't always see the best and remain hopeful in difficult situations. We don't always see the light at the end of the tunnel. We don't always look for the silver lining or the ray of hope or positive aspect in an otherwise negative situation. Why? Because we are an imperfect people with human emotions. So you might ask, how do we turn trials into triumph? Well, James commands us that when these trials come or when we fall into, and he does not say if, he says when, lets us know that trials are coming. But he says to encounter them with a joyful attitude. So what is a joyful attitude? A joyful attitude is not necessarily an indication of how life is at this very moment. It doesn't mean that everything is going well for me just right now. But it's having joy. It's a conscious act that requires focus. It requires dedication, and it requires perseverance. It's determined by an active choice to focus on the positive in spite of the negatives that surround us. It is a way of life for the believer that causes us to rejoice in the Lord always, even in the midst of trials. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Now, to count or to consider trials as joy, it has to do with what we choose to do with what is presented to us. What's your response going to be when bad things happen? Do you get angry? Do you want to seek revenge? Do you lose hope or you just give up when you're overcome with sadness? James is telling us to think about each trial, ponder over it, and evaluate it in light of what God is trying to do in you and for you. Instead of mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, which is usually, if we be honest, our first response or our initial reaction when problems hit us. But instead of mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, ask God, what is it that you want me to learn from this experience? And then face your trials with the knowledge that God will do something good in you and through them. Romans 8:28 tells us that for we know that all things work together for good. And when we can stand on the word of God, we will become stronger, we will become more experienced, and we will be able to come out on the other side with the victory. Now, James didn't say count it all happiness. Happiness doesn't bring joy. Happiness is temporary. Only lasts as long as life is good and things are going well. Joy, on the other hand, is a fruit of the Spirit that is everlasting, infused with comfort and wrapped in the peace of God. It comes only when we truly allow Jesus to rule over us and we make him the center of our lives, allowing everything else to revolve around him. Now, I mentioned 1 Peter. He says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, and this is verse 6, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. The New American Standard says, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Now, if need be, or if necessary, indicates to us that there are some times when God knows that we need to go through trials. Sometimes trials come to discipline us when we have disobeyed God's will. At other times, trials prepare us for spiritual growth. Heaviness is when we experience grief or pain, which describes Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, or it describes the sorrow of the saints at the death of a loved one. So neither James nor Peter is saying that we have to pretend to be happy when we face pain. We don't have to put on a brave front, but truth of the matter is, when we hurt, we just hurt. So James says, knowing this, that the trials of our faith worketh patience. Patience is a courageous perseverance in the face of suffering and difficulty. It is what it is, saints. When you're hurt, you just hurt. And sometimes we allow that hurt to show because we are human. Patience is a courageous perseverance in the face of suffering and difficulty, but we can turn those hardships into times of learning. Tough times can teach us perseverance. Trials can work for us, not against us, and know that there is no amount of suffering that can separate us from the Lord. Instead, trials bring us closer to God and make us more like him. It builds Christian character. So, and know, saints of God, that Peter is also saying trials are only for a season. Trouble doesn't last always. My husband preached a message one time, and he said, one moment in God's kingdom will pay for it all. So when we get to we get to heaven and we see Jesus, we don't have to worry about none of the stuff that we go through down here. We are told to rejoice not because of the trial, but because we know God is using life's difficulties and Satan's attacks to build our character and develop our perseverance. This, in turn, will strengthen us. It will deepen our trust in God and give us greater confidence about the future. God wants to make us mature, and he wants to make us complete. He doesn't intend to keep us from pain. Instead of complaining about our struggles, we need to see them as opportunities for growth and thank God for promising to be with us in the tough times. Ask God to give you a spirit of perseverance and a spirit of endurance. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And then after all that, we need to be patient and know that God will never leave you to handle your problems on your own. He has promised never to leave us. He promised never to forsake us. But he has promised to be with us always, even until the ends of the world. He will stay close to us. Ephesians 5 and 20, Paul says, to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, we are commanded in everything, meaning in every circumstance, to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That lets me know we can't do this in our own strength. We need the strength of the Lord, and we know the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we need that joy abiding down on the inside, that when troubles come, it just bubbles over, and people might not tell what we've been through. We might have been in the furnace, but they don't smell the smoke. We don't look like what we've been through, is what I'm trying to say. So can we really obey this command? No. I know it's hard. But when we find ourselves in difficult situations, immediately we need to give thanks to the Father in the name of Jesus by the power of the Spirit. And this will keep our heart from complaining. The devil moves in when a Christian starts to complain. But having a joyful attitude, it defeats the devil and it glorifies God. Begin to make it a habit to rejoice in the Lord in all areas of your life on a regular basis. Paul said at all times, rejoice. And then again I say to rejoice. And he repeated it. That means there's infinite. He plays confidence in that. We are to rejoice in the Lord always and again. Just keep right on rejoicing. And know that we can have a positive outlook because of what trials can produce in us. Keep in mind that your outlook, which is how you view your situation or your circumstance, how you might see your problem, and granted, your trial might not be my trial. You might feel your trial is greater than my trial. But however you view your situation or your circumstance, whatever you choose your outlook to be, it will determine your outcome. In other words, how you feel will determine how you behave and how you act. Whether something good or bad happens, you are presented with a choice. Trials can make you or break you. You can choose to be overcome, or you can be an overcomer. You can choose to be a victim or the victor. You can choose to be defeated, or you can choose to be triumphant. You can choose to grumble and complain, or you can choose to do it God's way and count it all joy. And L-I-V-E, live in victory every day. Declare, I will be victorious. When you get up in the morning, God, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice. Doesn't matter what the day brings. I will rejoice. Doesn't matter who, Lady B said Sunday, who plucked my last nerve. I will rejoice. Pastor said on last week, long as you got Jesus on board of your life, you can rejoice in the midst of your situation. You don't have to worry about stinking. Oh, my God. But you can be victorious. You can live in victory every day. You can, saints of God, count it all joy. The Bible says we can do it, and we know the word of God to be true. But God does not lie. But we have to learn to put the word of God into practice in our lives. We have to learn to live the word of God. We have to learn to do what the word of God tells us to do. And we have to learn to walk upright before God. And when we do that, God said there is no good thing he'll withhold from us. And we just have to learn to take God at his word. Hallelujah. And I just give honor to God on tonight. And I don't know about you, but I'm just excited about the word of God to know that I can be an overcomer. I don't have to let my trials take me out. I don't have to walk around depressed. I don't have to throw my hands up and say, God, I can't take no more. But, oh, my God, I can do all things through Christ. That means I can go through the trials through Christ. I can't do it by myself. But in Christ, I can rejoice. In the power of the Holy Ghost, I can rejoice. Doesn't matter what the day brings. Doesn't matter what I encounter on my job. I can have the joy of the Lord overflowing in my life. And I can be victorious. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you so much, oh God, for this is the day that you've made. This is the day, God, that we will rejoice, that we will be glad in it. And we just give your name glory and honor on tonight, God. Just thanking you, God, for all that you are, God, in our lives. Thanking you, God, for your very presence. For you are Jehovah Shammah, God. Your presence, Lord God, surrounds us. And we just bless the name of you on tonight, God, that yes, all things work together for good. And we just ask you tonight, God, that every person on this line, my God, that you would just meet them, God, right where they are. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you would just, God, begin to work in their lives, that you would just, God, to begin to encourage them in the word of you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that we don't have to stay where we we are. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to walk with our heads hung down. But, oh, my God, we can lift our eyes into the hills from whence cometh all of our help, God, and know, God, that all of our help come only from you. Oh, my God, I thank you on tonight, God. And we pray, God, for every person that's on the sick list. And God, you know who they are. You know, God, right where they are. You know, God, what their need is. My God, and we just ask you tonight, God, that you would just bring healing to their bodies. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would just bring complete deliverance to their lives. Oh, my God, for you are the Lord thy God that healeth. You, God, are the great physician. There's nothing, my God, too hard for you. There's nothing, God, you won't do for them that love you. God, just have your way in their lives on tonight. And, God, whether the need might be financial or whether somebody might need a job, God, you are a God that's able to open up doors. You are a God that's able to make ways out of what might seem to be no way at all. All we got to do, God, is trust you. You said all things are possible, my God, to them that believe. Oh, my God, all to them that stand on the word of your God, to them that hide that word, God, in their hearts. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're able, God, to order steps. Oh, my God, through the word of you. Oh, my God, just manifest yourself on tonight, God. Remember, God, every church family, every congregation, every pastor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue, my God, to look on our pastor, God, and first lady, and asking you, God, that you will continually bless all they set their hands to do. Thank you, my God, that even in the midst of a pandemic, my God, they had it so that your word, God, still went forth. And God, we don't take technology for granted, God. We thank you so much, Lord, for all of the ways, God, that you've enabled your word, God, to reach millions of people, my God, not just those in our own church homes, our own church families, God, but you've allowed your word to go out, my God, into all nations. And you said your word will not return unto you void, but it's going to accomplish, my God, that which pleases you. It's going to go, my God, where you send it. Oh, my God, just bless your people on this line tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them, the bereaved families, my God. Many family members are in the hospitals, and my God, we just ask that you would just comfort on tonight and just strengthen them, oh God, with your word. God, you can do what we can't do. You can go where we can't go. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just strengthen your people on tonight, God, with your word. My God, regardless of the situation, regardless of what the circumstance might be, oh my God, we know that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all, God, that we ask or even think, according, my God, to the power that worketh within us. My God, show yourself mighty tonight, God. Stretch forth, God, your strong arm in the name of Jesus. Those, God, we have family members that don't know your God, don't even pretend to know you, but God, we know your God to be a savior. We know your God to be a deliverer. Hallelujah. We're asking you tonight to save in the midst of our families, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send angels, my God, to witness to their hearts, Lord. My God, sometimes it's hard for family to reach family, but oh my God, you got somebody, Lord, that's able, my God, to reach your people, to reach them that are lost, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for those that are even behind the prison walls on tonight. Oh my God, you got missionaries. You got people, God, that are going into the prisons and ministering the word of you, God, and we just ask that you would change hearts and change minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Work miracles, my God, in the lives of your people. Bless our young people, God. Lord, they're not too young to get to know you. My God, raise them up to be young men and young women, God, examples, God, before their peers, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that their lights would shine, God, hallelujah, that in the homes they're trained up while they're young, oh, my God, to know you, Lord, and to know your word. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, just look on us tonight, God, as we cry out unto you, hallelujah, my God, as we trust you, God, to meet every need in our lives, oh, my God, as we trust you, God, to ever give us wisdom and understanding of the word of you, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just work in us, Lord. Help us to yield ourselves to you, God, as living sacrifices. My God, help us, God, to go forth and be a blessing, my God, to those that are in need. My God, in the name of Jesus, use us, oh God, to your will, God, and to your glory.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word that is going forth. We thank you so much, oh, my God, knowing that we can persevere, my God, in the midst of hard times, in the midst of the tough times. We can be an overcomer. We can endure, my God. In Christ Jesus, we can endure. And we just thank you on tonight, God. We ask you right now, God, just to meet every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Search every heart tonight, my God, in the name of Jesus. And as we get off of this prayer line, we, God, ask that you would just bring rest to your people and allow us just to rest in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you on tonight. We put our trust in you. We lean on you. We depend on you, God. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, oh, God, we acknowledge you that you will direct our path. And we just bless the name of you on tonight, my God, for truly, Lord, you are worthy, oh, my God, to be praised. You are an amazing God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nobody like you, Lord. And we thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray and we say amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank praise God. God. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. God. Go ahead, everybody on this line. You can praise God for a powerful, powerful word. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank amen. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. What a powerful, powerful word. God, we thank you. We thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. Letting us know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Thank you, Minister Cheryl Bolden. Thank you for being that strong soldier, that very courageous soldier that just gave the word of God just like it is and was powerful. I thank God for you because the word of God was quick and it was powerful and it is sharper than any two-edged sword, letting us know that we have, if we have the right attitude, if we have joy, even though we're going through trials and tribulation, we can come out with the victory. So again, I want to say thank you so very much for being on the Dream Team prayer line on tonight, because you spoke words of wisdom, you spoke words of encouragement, you spoke words of direction, that the word said that we can do these things. And if we act on the word of God, as the scripture has said, we can continue to have the joy of the Lord. We continue to be strong in God, and we can make it. So again, I just want to thank you very much for ministering that powerful, powerful word of the Lord tonight. I also want to thank everyone for being on this line. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you so much that you were able to go ahead and mute your lines. Thank you so very much. And I know that you have been blessed because I have definitely been blessed tonight. And God is good. He's a good God, and he is good all the time. Praise God. And I just want to close out tonight with the last two verses of the scripture that Pastor has asked us to read for the month of July, and that is Jude. Jude the 24th, well, it's only one chapter, the 24th and the 25th verses. And I just want to encourage you all to continue to be blessed. And as she's already said, continue to look to the hills from which come of our help. Every bit of our help comes from the Lord. But I want to end with this, the way Jude ends with it. And it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, my God, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." That's what you talk about tonight, great joy. And then saying, "To the only wise God, who is our Savior," he's your Savior, "be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever." Amen and amen. Everybody said amen to that. God bless amen. You. And we praise God for every one of you. Again, thank you for being on the Dream Team prayer line. May you be blessed. May you continue to grow and in the power of his might. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'll say good night. God bless you. Good night.
Good night. tonight.